I met my best friend on arrival day, June 25th, 2004. I mean, I must have, right? It's weird for me to admit, but I don't actually remember meeting her. Here, let me explain my reasoning. I've looked back at the calendar, and that was the first day of camp my inner three summer. So our first interaction must have taken place on that day. To tell you the truth, I don't have a life-changing memory or a cute story of how we first met, like other people do with their best friends. We didn't sit next to each other on the bus, or get placed in a bunk together, and I think maybe we were on the same team one time in the 5 summers we spent together as campers. She was brand new in our inner three age group, and it was my 4th summer at AAA camp. So clearly, as an experienced AAA-er, I was too busy planning out my team outfits, and I had no time to take a new camper under my wing. I guess we could have been in each other's swim groups or tennis groups, but I'm pretty sure we weren't. Only after some deep, deep memory retrieval did we realize that in our inner two play, we sang the opening song together in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, where her 2 lines of Snoopy were a riveting woof boom. To be brutally honest, we just weren't friends. She was quiet, I was loud, she was well-behaved, and I was, well, in a rowdier bunk. We had different favorite activities and sports we liked to participate in, and we were never in the same bunk until 1AB. Even then, with our beds positioned right next to each other, we somehow still hadn't clicked. But here's where the story of our friendship gets interesting. One of my first genuine memories with Kimberly Summerfield, yes, the girl up on the hill that probably looks insanely embarrassed, was on June 17th, 2011, a full 7 years later than that original date I gave you before. Our planes landed minutes apart at the Portland airport on our way to return to TLC for our first summers together as counselors. I was incredibly nervous and excited, but mostly apprehensive about returning to the place I knew so well, but from a whole new perspective. I know this is going to sound extraordinarily corny, but seeing Kimberly's familiar face standing at baggage claim was probably one of the most comforting and reassuring things that could have ever happened. We were both older, more mature, one of us a bit sassier than we were when we left the promised land as 16-year-olds. On our seemingly endless drive from the airport to camp, my anxiety was set aside by the last person I would have ever imagined. Kimberly was there for me in such a valuable way without even trying. I am forever grateful that something as special as Trip Lake was the factor that finally brought us together. Well, back together, I suppose. And yes, our story does have kind of a happy ending. As most of you know, we get the pleasure of spending every day together at camp, and it's an opportunity and privilege we never take for granted. However, I find the most interesting part of our friendship those years that we had together as campers. To think that I've known Kimberly now for almost 12 years, but only been friends with her for 5, seems like a waste of a precious opportunity. Years of those life-changing memories could have been formed in those 7 years, had one of us only just reached out a little bit earlier. Us not being friends at first is not something we necessarily brag about. We tend to use our friendship as a testament and success story of Trip, and how people can grow, let their guards down, and expand their horizons. So what I've learned is this. It's easy to surround yourself with people you think you're supposed to be friends with, those with similar interests, styles, or even people you just have a lot of history with. Let me tell you that some of my favorite people on this planet could not be more different from myself, and that's exactly why I love them. I'm just lucky enough to have found a large percentage of those people here at Trip Lake. We are all very fortunate because camp just so happens to be one of the best places to foster a friendship. Someone who strikes up a conversation with you walking up to Cookie Line could be your new best friend. That girl you never talk to who always happens to show up at the same shop sign up as you is the girl you should be making time to get to know. We all know that camp days feel like weeks, and in just one day, there are so many opportunities to develop a relationship with someone new. So I have a challenge for you. If you look at the friendship that I have with Kimberly and admire it, here's what I want you to do. My challenge for each of you is to get out of your comfort zone. In the next 2 days, take time to get to know someone new. Look around at your activities, your table, your team, or even your tent or room on long trip week and start the conversation. Don't regret the time you may be wasting. You never know who could be your Kimberly.